If we look at morality motivation, his true drive, we'll find a surprising similarity with Sherlock Holmes. Neither is driven by material wealth. Money and possessions aren't morality's ultimate goals. So, what is it? I think it's the dopamine rush from outsmarting his opponents. The thrill of a perfectly executed plan is the pleasure of a mind that craves control over the game itself. Have you ever watched a film and secretly wanted the villain to win? Or found yourself playing the antagonist in a relationship? Not out of circumstances, but because you choose to follow your ego's call. From my perspective, this drive often stems from an acute understanding of one's strengths and purpose. People like morality simply exist in this place where they belong. The Napoleon of crime had to create a world that matched his genius. Morality first appears in the final problem chapter, where Sherlock uncovers the mastermind behind England's vast criminal web. But what does that kind of drive smell like? What scent captures the resentless ambition, the ruthlessness, the vision of someone like morality? I imagine as the rich, resinous depth of labdanum absolute, the green sweetness of geranium, and the sharp warmth of cinnamon. Together, these notes represent the inner fire, the unyielding force driving morality's action. What thoughts does the scent spark in you?